Homies find their way to Homeboy Industries in various ways. Some are sent by a judge, some have seen Father Boyle on television, and many are parolees and walk-ins off the street. Getting hired is fairly easy, but staying employed can be more difficult. Although Homeboy Industries provides a very tolerant work environment, gradually instilling the virtues of the work ethic and providing seemingly unlimited second chances, though jobs don't, not everything goes. This is Father Boyle.
So it is possible, of course, to get fired from Homeboy Industries.
Yeah, you know, part of the thing is we always say no hanging, banging, or slanging. So no hanging means kicking it with your homies. Slanging means selling drugs. And banging is any activity ranging from writing on the walls at the low end to shooting people at the high end, anything in between. If you do any of that stuff, you don't work here anymore. So they kind of know that, you know, does your personal life and what you do outside this matter? Yep, I'm afraid it does. So we tell everybody when they come in. You know, and that happens only all the time. You know, I'll call somebody and I'll say, and I always do my little preface, you know, I'm in your corner forever. I see you like you're my son. The day won't ever come when I withdraw love, support, help. That day will not ever come. They have an expression here, you know, I'm in your corner, I'm with you, I'll help you till the wheels fall off. They always say, till the wheels fall off. Well, that's absolutely true. Oh, and by the way, you're fired. You can't work here anymore. So they get it. I've never had a kid, never once had a homie say, what? They get it. They go, yep, you're absolutely right. It's also a question of helping. I said, I will only help you. So it gets to a point where keeping you is not helping you. You've missed so much, you're late so much, you've done some egregious thing. It doesn't mean I can separate those things in my head and my heart. You know, you're my son forever, and I love you like a rock, and that won't ever change. But I'm not helping you if I keep you working here.
But and the door is not closed, though.
Excuse me?
The door is not closed.
I've never closed the door, and they know the doors aren't closed. We have more people who come in here who've been fired who are, you know, trying to get a job through our job developers, and we always help them, you know. Some of these guys out here right now have been fired multiple times, and we give them another job in another kind of division, perhaps, sometimes, you know. All I ask is that they learn something. And they almost always do. In fact, they can get some distance from it and come back and say, oh, the best thing that ever happened to me was when you fired me from Homeboy, you know, because it woke my ass up. Then now I have this other job, and now we know what's expected or whatever.
And although Father Greg is always willing, he requires effort as well, as evidenced by this collect call from jail.
Now, where were you possessing this firearm? Where were you when they caught you? In the alley over by Gless Street. The alley by Gless Street? Bingo. Okay, don't just clear out your warrants, clear out your head. Because your head, you keistered your cabeza, Nico. You're the only one who hasn't cooperated in this. You're the only one. We won't do it for you, we'll do it with you. But you weren't willing. You were too into your neighborhood. You're too into being over there, and that's the problem. Okay, but right now you're too into your neighborhood to be, you're not employable because you're too into your neighborhood. So you have to decide something. Miko, it has nothing to do with us. It has only to do with you. You hadn't decided yet. But the second you decide, it's over. Miko, if you decide, it's on. Miko, all we've waited is for you to decide. That's all we've waited for. You haven't been waiting for me. You couldn't be serious if you think you're waiting for me. I've been waiting for you. You've been just a child about this, you know? Exactly. And so it's up to you, both you and your brother. It's just like, it's not because the world isn't giving you a job. It's because you're too much of a child. You're still into that little mofo-sinto gangbanging stuff. Miko, I will help you when you get out. I will help you when you get out. Of course. Okay, Miko. When you get out, I'll help you. Provided you've decided to cooperate with us. I know, son, I know. Okay, I'm hanging up on you now. Okay, son.
Second chances may be losing favor in our society where baseball metaphors pass for criminal justice policy, but they are a fundamental part of Homeboy Industries. This is Ruben Rodriguez, who works as a supervisor at Homeboy Silkscreen.
And Father Greg has been someone that has come and said, come here, I'll pick you up. You fall down again, I'll pick you up again. And again, you know, and sometimes life only gives you that one chance to get up and do something. And so when people say, oh, Father Greg's giving these homeboys a second chance, and I stop and I tell them, I go, wait a minute. who gave them the first chance? You know, when they're born into a family that's so chaos and dysfunctional and everything that's wrong in a family, where does that kid get a first? Where did he get a first chance? You know, it's one of those things where people tell me, Ruben, how many chances has Father Greg gave a homeboy here? I don't know, 10, 12. You know, and they say, oh, what do you mean 10, 12? Well, you know, and some kids don't make it here, but that doesn't mean that's the end of the line. That kid might need, you know, mental health. He might have a problem with drugs or alcohol. Something's wrong that's not allowing this kid to go forward. So we just don't say you're on the street, you know. And some kids do end up on the street, but, you know, Father Greg has a thing about, I'll help you if you want to help yourself. And some kids just don't, you know, they want that help. They get the ball rolling, and it gets difficult. It gets frustrating for them. It just stops, and they fall back, and they'll shut down, and there's not me or Father Greg or anybody else can say, come on, you know. And Father Greg is, if I give somebody 10 chances, Father Greg will probably give somebody 30 chances, because that's him. He has this unconditional understanding, love, patience, you know, that I don't have, you know, but I try, you know. I've come a long way. Maybe before I would have given somebody 3 chances. Now I say 10 chances.